Policy Director for Save Our Canyons, Rob DeBerk, says they're very concerned about Alta's proposed tram to the summit of Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy is, you know, one of the most iconic peaks in the Wasatch, and we don't want to see a tram up there. It's a place where for decades people have hiked this Mount Baldy peak, so they can, you know, they're earning their turns to go down the Baldy chutes, and this is really, you know, one of the most like sterling runs in the Wasatch people can do. It's something that our membership has come to us, and they said when they first saw this Alta proposal, they said, do everything you can to stop this.
He said they had a meeting with Alta last Halloween, and what they heard was not reassuring.
What we asked Alta was, if you build a tram up to the peak of Baldy, what are you going to do in the future to Baldy? Once you start with this kind of infrastructure up there, what are we going to see next? Are we going to see warming huts? Are we going to see restrooms? Is there the possibility that we're going to see the same kind of conference and restaurant space that we now see on top of Hidden Peak, just down canyon at Snowbird? And, you know, to our question, Alta said, we refuse to limit ourselves. We may see these things in the future. We're not going to limit ourselves in any way by saying we won't seek additional infrastructure up there.
Although the Canyons group and up to 300 supporters objected, the Forest Service gave the go-ahead. DeBerk said their next option is to file an administrative objection within a 45-day period, roughly by Memorial Day. Meanwhile, they're holding a protest meeting about the tram on Tuesday, April 24th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Wasatch Touring in Salt Lake. About the second item, the Forest Service is allowing helicopter landings in the Twin Peaks, Lone Peak, and Mount Timpanogos areas. DeBerk said the request is prompted by a nature study from the state.
You know, it's part of a study that was proposed by the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. So they say that in past years, they've seen some of these mountain goat herds start to diminish in numbers. They're concerned about that, and they want to move forward and study why this may be happening by using helicopters to go in and trap these mountain goats and collar them. And so we don't have an issue with their doing that study. We think it's a fine idea. We're interested as to why this may be happening. But we think that we shouldn't be moving forward with this study by circumventing the protections of the Wilderness Act. If they want to do this, they should move forward and use horseback to get in. They should hike to get in. They shouldn't weaken the protections that were put in place by the Wilderness Act to do this.
He said this is a done deal.
So we filed our objections. We've moved forward as far as we can through administrative appeals. Right now, we're deciding whether or not we want to litigate this in court. That's the only way we could stop this moving forward.
DeBerk said they don't know about the details of the helicopter activity or what it could lead to.
We don't know how many future landings there will be, if there will have to be future landings to replace the collars. We don't know what kind of collars they're going to be, if they're going to be radio collars or satellite collars, if there will be additional flyovers necessary or additional landings that weren't projected in the initial plan so that they can, you know, update their findings. There's some unknowns here, and that's also part of our concern.
Ironically, he said the mountain goats are not native to the area.
Yeah, they're a non-native species. It was a species that was put here in the late 60s for hunting purposes. We really think that's why the Department of Natural Resources is concerned about the health of the herd. It's primarily for hunting, and we have no issue with hunting. Like I said earlier, we don't want to see the protections of the Wilderness Act circumvented for the interest of hunting. Once you start making, you know, small exceptions to appease one particular interest, then how do you make the argument against appeasing all these different interests that are looking for exceptions?
Rob DeBerk from Save Our Canyons. Incidentally, the group also sits on one of the committees planning Bonanza Flat. DeBerk said that Save Our Canyons wants to preserve the flat in place and make sure that it is not loved to death. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.